Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look, DJ.
If I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waking on the raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should've known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. They try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament, don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause, your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition, I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. When the streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches calling your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my clocking. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the popping. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the dropping? S-Dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know.
The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. We coming to you live. I'm back in the building. Coming from Pasadena, California, where my Florida State Seminoles put it down Monday. I told you, world. But anyway, the NFL, who's going to make it to the Final Four this weekend? We got some hot picks. You know how we do it on Friday. And before I continue, I must say what's up to my cellmate. What's the deal? T-Row, North Park, Dallas, Texas. How you doing, man? What's up, man?
What's going down with the pimp? What's up to the world, man? We back on it. You know what I'm saying. Got another exciting weekend coming up, boy. I just love it how it goes down like this. You can't ask for nothing better. You know what I'm saying? Playoffs in the football. NBA getting hot. College getting thick. It's going down. So, man, what's up with you, man? I know you ready to get the show started. It's Fanatic Friday. It's ready time to get it in. It's our time. We got 2 hours to make it work. What's up with a pimp this evening?
And let's not forget, it's Freestyle Friday as well. You know how we do it. And we got the entertainment. My cousin, you know what I mean? B. Carter. He's out in Los Angeles, California with the hot entertainment, you know what I mean, for his birthday. And if you've been following him on Instagram, he touched Frank Sinatra's star, man. Oh, how many people can say they done that? Streets is talking. 347-855-8896. Get what it's at blogtalkradio.com/ the streets is talking. It's hot. We got people going to the NFL. Johnny, I know you smell the money. Manziel going to the NFL. How is he going to fare? Jay Gruden, he has been promoted to the Washington Redskins head coach. What do you feel about that move? And we got some picks going on. I'm going to tell you this. In AFC, I got some questions for the world and for you, T-Ro. Will Denver be upset today? You know what I mean? Will Denver be upset again? Who is the most viable player for the Patriots other than Tom Brady? Can Andrew Luck keep rallying the Colts to come back wins? What has gotten into the Chargers defense? What's up with Wells Welker? Is he still on the shelf? Is he a bag of bones? Can anybody stop your boy T.Y. Hilton, man? It's going to be a shootout or what? Is LeGarrette Blount the secret weapon? It's a lot of questions going on in these games. You go to the championship in the NFC, San Francisco against Charlotte. And you know what's going on, Ro? You know, the streets been talking. And, you know, if people don't know, if you watch wrestling, if you can remember the big guy, and we all know him, Ric Flair. Woo! He gave the 49ers a speech against my Green Bay Packers. And he's from Charlotte. But, you know, now I can't knock my 49ers for beating my Packers because you know what Ricky told them. You got to walk the mile. Woo! Man, I can just imagine the speech Rick gave him. My shoes cost more than your house. And then he hit you with the walk. You walk down that aisle, but it's going to be real interesting. So, Ro, let me ask you, man, first of all, Denver, did they learn something from last year? Will they get knocked? Can Phillip Rivers go up there and do something?
He can. He just showed that it's possible, but I don't think it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Yes, Phillip Rivers and the San Diego Chargers, couple of weeks ago, three weeks ago, went up to Mile High Stadium and shocked Denver. Denver didn't know what was going on. So can it be any more surprises? It can, but I just don't think so. I think that Denver is actually more looking forward to that matchup. You know what I mean? If it was anybody else, they probably just would have just gone through with the norm. But since it is the San Diego Chargers coming back to Mile High Stadium, this is where Peyton Manning can make a statement. And let me tell you, Phillip Rivers did a great job of managing that game for the San Diego Chargers to get that victory. You know, was it the San Diego Chargers defense? Maybe it was. You know, they got Manti Te'o. They got your boy Freeney. I mean, they just hooked Phillips. They just hooked up over there. So don't get it twisted. And if the San Diego Chargers running game can continue to do what they're doing, Matthews can come back, which they're speaking on, they're not too for sure just yet. But, you know, if he can come back, that's going to really settle down the San Diego Chargers like they did in the first meeting. So I just don't see Peyton Manning selling this year. Did they learn something from losing to Joe Flacco? And the Ravens, probably. But I don't think it's going to happen. I think Denver's going to – it's going to be a great game. But I think Denver's going to win out. It's going to be about 31-28. You know, Phillip Rivers is going to make it exciting. But I just think that Denver's ready, you know. And with Wes Welker coming back, I think they're going to be all right. So I'm going to give this one to Denver on the strength that they did learn something, not just from last year's game, but just from a couple of weeks ago when they got that ass tapped by San Diego. So, you know, sometimes it helps to lose a game in the regular season so that you know, one and done. Can Peyton Manning be one and done 2 years straight? I don't think so, dog. I'm going to give it up to Peyton, man. I'm going to think Peyton's going to run through this.
What do you think about the second game? What do you think about Andrew Luck going up into New England, Gillette Stadium, and coming out of there with a victory?
See, that's another possibility. Andrew Luck has the most perfect last name. You got to have luck in the NFL. And if he ain't got it, I don't know who has it. It's possible that he could take the Indianapolis Colts into New England and do the unthinkable. Now, if that's possible, can we have Tom Brady and Peyton Manning out on the same weekend? I don't think that's possible. And in this day and age, I think Tom Brady is more than ready to get in that ass this weekend. This is what he really lives for. They made it to the playoffs. Now you're going to see Tom Brady. Yeah, they don't have nobody. Who would be the MVP other than Tom Brady? Look at Bluff. I mean, you could have said Gronk, but even in the little time that he played, he could have still been the MVP other than Tom Brady. So, you know, I'm going to give it to LeGarrette Blount, because without that steady running game, boys wouldn't be nothing. And LeGarrette Blount has taken a third, a half of that those carries for the New England Patriots this season, and they've been able to do the thing. When it comes down with 2 minutes left for Tom Brady got the ball, you know what's going to happen. He did it 3 weeks in a row this season. So do they have a chance? Does Indianapolis have a chance? Yes, they have a chance. But is it going to happen? No. Tom Brady and Peyton Manning both ain't going out on the same weekend, man. Come on now.
Like Lee Corso would say for the ESPN Network, not so fast, my friend. Listen, man, I got Andrew Luck and Phillip Rivers upsetting Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. Put it down, mark it down on this Friday. I'm telling you, watch what I tell you. Andrew Luck is going to dissect the Patriots defense. Spikes is out. Vince, the Hall of Famer, Woolfolk is gone. So it's going to be very interesting. It's going to be a good game up there. But watch, Andrew Luck is going to be in the AFC Championship against Phillip Rivers.
Hold on. New England defense ain't nowhere tardy like the Kansas City. Now, look, Kansas City had a great season, don't get me wrong. But they had a lot of players hurting, dog. You know what I mean? And that Luck just go. I mean, granted, he has the perfect last name, but that's about to run out. You're going to New England. You're going to Bob Kraft Stadium, man. Look at that. That G, man, you know about that G thing, man.
I know what G is, and G stands for gangster. And that's what about Andrew Luck is going to do when he come up in there, and he's going to say to the crowd, look at their faces.
2 weeks in a row.
Oh, yeah. Watch what I tell you. Both road teams will win in the AFC divisional round. And let's kick it over here to this NFC. You got Cam Newton, his first playoff game, his third year in the league. Numbers are down, but they're the number two team in the NFC. What? Now let me ask you this too, Ro. As we go down, what makes Kaepernick unstoppable?
Those legs. Come on, man. You know what it is. It's the age of the new guys. It's the youth. Youth taking over. It's all about that spread option. Same thing that the Cap can do that he dangerous at. Same thing Cam is dangerous for. You know what I'm saying? The only thing is maturity between the two quarterbacks. Cam now likes to sit in the pocket, but we know what he can do when he gets that locomotive going forward. Cap, you know, it don't take him nothing but a hop and a step. If you don't catch him by second gear, you're not going to catch him once he makes the edge. That's what makes him dangerous. Both of these guys got a gun. Both of these guys keep their heads down the field. great game coming up between these two quarterbacks. It's just going to be about the defenses. And let me tell you about those defenses. If it ain't linebacker, boy, if this game ain't about the linebackers, I don't know what it's about. It's about to be a showdown, boy. Them linebackers going to put on a show. Navarro Bowman for the 49ers, you know. What's my other boy, 52? What's his name?
Patrick Willis
coming with it. Then you got Luke. 24 tackles in the game. Come on, man. Then you got that other boy over there trying to come with it. Man, come on, man. It's about to be a showdown between the linebackers. Who can get to who first? That's what I'm talking about. So the quarterbacks, you better take it easy this weekend. Learn to slide feet first.
You don't want to be like your boy slide with you. You know, Dalton, slide head first, fumble, turnover. Don't necessarily have to be a peek-a-boo. It can be a fumble. You know how it go, El Boogie. The game ain't fair.
You know why the game ain't fair? Because when you got two teams, and I told you this is the only sport besides hockey where you can legally assault someone. And that's what they're going to be doing this weekend. It's going to be a hard-hitting game. The last game was 10-9. So imagine this game in the X Factor. He didn't play the first game. Your boy from Texas, Mike Crabtree, I know. Because he burnt us, I tell you that. Black. What do you think, man? What's the best chance for the Saints this weekend up in Seattle? And I heard the weather's not going to be pretty from the streets.
That's a plus for New Orleans. You know, the weather plays a major factor. In the regular season when New Orleans played their last road game in Carolina, you saw how the weather was blasting. If there's any team that can actually run the ball, it's New Orleans. Granted, Seattle can run the ball. They got the beast. They got Mr. Skittle Man over there. So he can run the ball too. So if you have to run the ball, I would give it more to New Orleans because they got a three-headed beast, whereas, you know, Seattle only has that one big beast back there. But that big beast can do a lot of damage. But, you know, the screen works when it's raining, El Boogie. You know what I'm saying? When it's wet, let the screen work. It'll take a couple of little pat to the left, pat to the right. You know, you shake a dude, you slide in the rain. You know what's going to come out of his mouth first. Oh, man, I slipped. No, you didn't. You got shook. And if the weather just so happens to be, you know, more wet than anything else, I would really give the running game and the possession timing more towards New Orleans because Pierre Thomas, Mark Ingram, and, of course, Lil Daddy, you know, he comes out the backfield, Lil Spro, you got to have two. You got a linebacker and a safety on him, chasing him everywhere. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to make sure that you control that three-headed beast of New Orleans. But is it going to happen? No. You playing in the 12th man. That's the loudest crowd ever in NFL history. They breaking decimals around this much. They breaking decimal meters around. Every game, they taking it to a higher level. So come on, man. I'm going to give it to the Skittle Man because that beast, man, is something dangerous. Russell Wilson is pretty cool, too. Hey, they got Percy coming back. You think Percy is going to play something big? Or he just going to be able to spread the field a little more? What you think?
I think having Percy is going to be a big move. And just his presence out there, you know, he's fresh. He's rejuvenated. So hopefully he's ready for the playoffs. This is why they got him. So they preserved him. Maybe he could be the Robert Horry of football. Have him on the shelf. Be a B.O.B. bag of bones. Until it's time to play in the playoffs. We'll see. They sent into the contract to the money. And speaking of money, Money Manziel, when we come back, we're going to talk about some of these guys that has went pro and also We want to get your take. Jay Gruden, new hire, Washington Redskins. Also, very interesting, a booster at the University of Texas has reserved thoughts about Texas hiring Charlie Strong.
You bet.
Streets is talking. When we come back, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to get to the asylum. Man, it's your boy, L Boogie, T-Row. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays. Let's go.
Watching haters wonder why Gambino got the game.
Yeah.
Half tie thicky, all she wanna do is bang.
Yeah.
Got her head done, French braids, now she ASAP. Bino so insensitive, she asking why you say that. I'm chillin',
yeah.
Real nigga feeling. Rich kid asshole, paint me as a villain. Still spittin' that cash flow, DJ Khaled. I got that house on both coasts, PH balance. Real nigga, I rep those. Why though? Cause I said so. Get deep in that Pepto. I got five on it like Benfolds. I got more tail than that Petco. You faker than some Sweet and Low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Are you eating though? Nigga, are you eating though? Breakfast, lunch, and dinner's for beginners. You ain't eating no. Never catching cases. Why they faces look so EMO? Why the hater hate me? Wanna play me like a piano? My architect, no Japanese. Yo, girl, she Japanese. No hands like soccer teams. Yo, fuck boys like soccer teams. You niggas ain't copping these. Niggas ain't looking like me. Nah, I ain't checking ID. But I bounce them with no problem. Tell them problem. I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
I'm winning. Yeah, yeah, I'm winning.
Why?
Rich kid asshole. Paint me as a villain.
Why?
Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Don't be mad cause I'm doing me better than you doing you. Better than you doing you.
Different color my passport, Instagram my sack load, hashtag my day wear, and your girl drank my daycare, and I'm born rich, life ain't fair.
Silver spoon, cool ho.
Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker, boom, boom, ho. Ain't nobody. Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know.
Top of the holy totem, rich forever, a million was not the quota. My father owned half a MoMA and did it with no diploma. Year off, got no rules, tripping off of them toadstools. More green than my Whole Foods and I'm too fly, Jeff Goldblum. Got a glass house and a Palisade, that AKA, white hood, white hood.
Okay,
KK, furniture custom, you shop at Ikea. So Maserati, you whipping the Kia. Spending this money, it's longer than near. Live like a Coppola, me and Sophia. Waking up broke, man, wouldn't want a beer. Friends with a dope man, help a nigga real. Bring a girlfriend, man, trouble when I see her. I'm on a pier. Oh, I got my cool on.
Tell them,
I'm winning, so they had to throw Gatorade. And I don't give a fuck about my family name.
Woo! What a feeling. We back. Streets is talking. Sports talk show with a street perspective. Don't forget, we got Freestyle Friday coming up to the end of the show. Big games. We done made our picks. You can debate them. Couple guys have turned pro. We got a new coach up in Washington, Jay Gruden. Man, bro, before we continue, man, let's stay in the NFL. What you think about that hire up there in Washington? And speaking of Washington, you know what I mean? If you ain't heard, man, my man, London Fletcher, all his teammates, man, they gave him a gift, man. He put it up on Instagram. It was cold. Shout out to my man once again after 16 years, London Fletcher, man. Wish you was in the big dance, but you had a great career. Good hire or no?
Yeah, man, big ups to London Fletcher, man. Big brother, you know what I'm saying? I always put it down when he was around, you know what I'm saying? Congratulations to your, you know, your lengthy career, all the games played. You should be that Hall of Famer, big dog. You know, good luck to you with that. But back to Washington.
Being a true Hall of Fame, that's what it counts, man.
That's
why might not get a gold coat, man? That's debatable, but he always get that black, all black, man, in the streets. No doubt he going to get that jacket. He with the mob, baby.
Yeah, but Jay Gruden. You know, Jay Gruden is a quarterback coach. And if you needed anybody to work with RG3, Jay Gruden is a great fit for it. Because you know what comes along with Jay Gruden.
John Gruden. You know? So it ain't like you're going too far with doing what you do. So good hire for Washington, because Jay Gruden is not that type of guy who's going to try to outstep his boundaries. Jay Gruden is going to be that guy who's going to be, he's not going to be so much of a yes man, but he's going to definitely be that guy who will, you know, take his orders and do what he's told. You know what I'm saying? The only thing Jay Gruden needs to worry about is getting RG3 acquainted with his system as fast as possible. And then the rest will fall in place. Because, you know, Jay Gruden is going to hire some good coaches. There's going to be some great coaches around for him to hire. You know what I mean? And then his brother, big brother John Gruden, can, you know, lead him away and give him some good insights on who some of these coaches really are, since he's in the booth and go to all these other places to talk to all these other organizations. So, you know, it's not bad. I like the hire. Good luck to Jay Gruden. I just hope that you don't do what Chip Kelly has done to the NFC East this year. Shake it up and go to the top. You know what I mean? Because that means my team going to be destined for another 8-8 season. So, I mean, big ups to Washington. Glad you filled the spot early. You know, big ups to the Houston Texans, signing Bill O'Brien from Penn State, you know, last week. Big ups to, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you know, filling their spot, getting old Lovey back into the game, you know. And then pretty soon we're going to see where Ken Wisenhunt goes, Wisenhunt. You know, he's a big hire right now. Everybody's looking to get their hands on him, you know. So, great job, even though he in the playoffs. They still trying to get, hey, I need an interview. Can we sign him up for Thursday? Can we sign him up for Friday? He's getting it in. So, you know, ain't nothing like getting that you know, that travel schedule in. You know, everybody want to get to know you. You know what I mean? Ain't nothing like that. Ain't nothing like going on a recruit visit, El Boogie. You know, it was a McDonald's All-American. I don't have to explain to you. You know all the, you know what happens on a recruit visit. You know what I'm saying? So, big ups to the coaches who have been hired and getting ready to be hired. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think it's going to take too much longer before these teams have their coaches feel. Because guess what? Johnny Money's in the draft. So they got to feel the coaching spots, man. You never know where Johnny might land, man. So that's where I'm at. You know what I'm saying, Elwood?
Like I said, I know you smell the money. Johnny Money coming out. Jadeveon Clowney, where is he going to go? Trey Mason, the running back from Auburn. And Greg Robertson from Auburn, your offensive tackle. People are just declaring. Number one, Mr. Benjamin from Florida State, who caught the touchdown-winning catch, has declared. I guess when you in Cali, man, because I was just there. I guess when you get in Cali or Hollywood after you win it all, I mean, wow. You think you the man. You just told him, oh, yeah. Some of these guys, I mean, it just either sport, they're not ready, man, but at least he did 3 years. Big ups to Mr. Winston and my Florida State Gators. Let's not forget that.
Gators?
I mean, all the rest of them.
Gators? What the hell?
Oh, I'm thinking of Russ. I'm thinking of Coach Scott because I want to rub it in. Those Gators out there. Russ, sorry, it's our turn. You heard it.
Nobody don't want to
say that. Trey Mason did the Heisman after the touchdown. You don't do that with time left.
Not a minute 19, obviously.
You do that after you get the winning touchdown. You don't do that. You just fueled the fire.
Let me ask you, man. you know, you and Juelz, man, stepped out on your boy, man, went down to Pasadena. I know it was love, and I must give you this. You said before you walked in, you say, man, when I walk in and when I come out, we going to be victorious. Now, you said that, and I thought if you had bumped your head or you didn't have too many margaritas down there on Venice Beach. But somehow, some way, they made it come true. Tell me. Now, you were there. Tell me. Did Winston just, I mean, I don't know. Was it magic in his helmet? What was in his glove? What happened? Did Auburn just sit in the zone? Can you tell me what happened? Because I even know I watched it. I need to know, man. Can you tell me what happened? How was he able to just do 6 for 7, 77 yards, win a touchdown, 14 seconds left? Can you tell me how he did it?
Shine bright like a diamond. You know the song. Shine bright like a diamond. Man, pressure bust pipes or it's going to shine like a diamond. And I have 6 words, man. Cool and calm, class and style, pride and poise. He used all 6 of those on the march. You saw no fluttering. You saw him talking in the huddle just like he was. Yes, as I looked during the game, I said, oh, now he's getting comfortable, because I asked people as I was going in, you know, us on the Twitter page, and you know how we're all into, you know, as we're, you know, walking into the stadium. And you know, when you're in the streets, it's called that thing, like LeBron, Michael Jordan. They got that thing, Tom Brady, Joe Montana. They just got that thing, man. And he has it right now. We don't know about the pro level. I can't give him that yet. Let's keep it real. He's a red shirt freshman, technically, academically, a sophomore. I can't judge it. He needs more work. Let's not get it twisted. Is his body pro ready? Yes, mentally, we'll see. But it's tough playing 16 games and you're carrying a franchise. Things change. What Jay-Z say? It was all good just a week ago. He going to ask Johnny Money. Because the franchise is going to be put on Johnny Little's back. Can Johnny survive? Can Johnny survive in the league, man? Streets want to know, bro, from your perspective. You think Johnny going to last, man? I'm getting a lot of calls, man.
Yeah. Come on now. Johnny going to be able to survive. He's about Drew Brees' height. You know, everybody in the books want to say he's 6'2", but when you stand next to this guy, he's our height. He might not be necessarily our size, but he's our height. And let me tell you, if you stand next to Johnny Money, those hands are the biggest thing on his body. The boy wore a size 15 shoe and he ain't even 6 feet tall. So what does that tell you? So in this game, the thing that protects you most is what's going to get him out of trouble every time. It's the legs. He is able to create excitement when you least expect it. And when a play breaks down, he is one of the guys that can shake a leg, keep the play alive until somebody gets open. Will he throw some interceptions? Of course. What quarterback doesn't throw interceptions? He will be okay because he's a natural quarterback. He's a lot smarter. He's a lot more talented than some of these other guys that has come in front of him. But let me tell you, he's cut from that same cloth that the quarterback fabric has been producing the last 2 or 3 seasons. Believe me, he's going to be in that talk. He's not going anywhere anytime soon. The question is, where is he going to land? That's the only question. He don't need to be in an organization where he has to put the magic on the line week after week, night after night, you know? He has to be that guy that needs to come in, learn a little bit, get thrown in a little bit later, you know what I'm saying, 4 or 5 weeks, let the main quarterback mess up, you know what I'm saying, because you know he's going to go to a team where they're going to, you know, have a quarterback that they think is okay, but let him earn his due, because if he can learn his due, he going to be one of the most natural gifted quarterbacks out there. If you thought Big Ben was hard to catch, you just wait till this guy get on the field. Big Ben is the most exciting player. When the game is on the line, Big Ben's going to produce, and you know what he going to, and you can't get it. That's how Johnny Money's going to be. You know what I mean? And with the read option and the way that things are going with the offenses now, man, that's all you need is that guy to have the ball in his hand.
We'll see. We said the same thing about Robert Griffin. He better learn how to slide. Because he's going to get whacked if he does it. He's going to get whacked. And one thing about sports, man, I learned from the great Skip Prosser, man. He coached down at, you know, Xavier, then he coached at Wake Forest. He said, you know, sports, you know what I mean, it doesn't build character, it reveals it. And that came from the great Skip Prosser, let it rest in soul, man. Great coach, great guy, produced a lot of guys that's in the league. And I just believe in that. And that's what happened with Mr. Winston. He's been through a lot, and he will go through a lot. Let's not get it twisted. He still has to go through another case, man. The streets is talking. But, you know, it's detrimental to his health that he does do what he do now, because who knows what the future can happen. That's what you do in the moment. So you better enjoy the moment now, because like Jay-Z said, it was all good just a week ago.
Got that civil suit coming. You know, they're going to bite. They're going to bite and nip at the tail till they be able to get a little something. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, keep his name out there generating. You're going to keep his name out there, and he's just going to continue to just, you know, rage from the fuel and continue to thrive. You know, that's one thing about that I'm learning about Jameis. The more you put his name out there and the more you talk about him, the more he smiles back and just – throw it in, like, you know, throw it over his shoulder like a grain of salt. Just keep moving forward, man. That's what you have to do in this game. You got to have a mentality of 1 minute, okay, and throw it out the window. Move on to the next point. You know what I mean? So it's been going down, L Boogie. I've been loving every minute of it. You know what I'm saying? So big ups to your team, man. Florida State Seminoles coming back, doing the damn fool. Hey, I can't be mad. It was a great game. But Trey Mason really, really impressed me. 195 yards on your defense off of 34 carries. Not only was he the horse, but damn. Yeah, he impressed me. If he want to go to the league, go ahead, young fella. You deserve to go to the league, because that means you can carry the load and still was able to do some nice things. So, big ups to you, Trey Mason, and all you young fellas who are trying to take it to the next level. Now, let me ask you this, L Boogie, what I heard in the streets. I done heard Johnny Money is teaming up with LeBron's peoples and the peoples so they can represent him. So, you know, Johnny Money can always do his damn thing when he around Brian, you know what I mean? And Brian kicking with Dre. And come on, man, is this six? What is this, man? This is just, come on, man. Everything is just falling in line for Johnny Money. He's going to be throwing up the rock sign, wearing, you know, doing the Justin Bieber. He's going to be the Justin Bieber of the NFL. What's going down? Talk to me, man.
Well, my man Meek Mill say, you know, when you got money, they say you Illuminati. He Illuminati now. Streets. For real. Now, you know how they be hollering. You know, you see when you get with guys. Oh, he Illuminati. His daddy got, you know, oil money. He Illuminati. Ugly. But speaking of that, you're from Texas. Can you tell me the situation in Texas, what happened over the weekend, Ross? Excuse me, during the week with the booster, his name and everything. Tell me what's going on with that.
Oh, man, you know what it is, man. In the streets, man, you know, we got a real, you got a real boost over there in Texas, man. You know, this dude, hey, this is real talk. The dude, L Boogie, now don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me, okay? I'm going to say it like this. When you give an organization, but when you back at somebody, you give them $100 million total. Since you've been doing this thing, since you've been a boost at the University, you yourself then gave $100 million. From my perspective, you should be able to say whatever the hell you want to say. This dude is spending money from the 70s. He ain't touched the 80s, the 90s, or the millennium money yet. He's still spending money from the 70s, L Boogie. If I done gave somebody $100 million and you're doing something that, I mean, okay, it's cool, but you mean tell me I can't say what I want to say and I ain't gave you $100 million? If you don't know, Red McCombs, one of them rich, one of them rich dudes, okay? All money, he got money, he the Clear Channel, you, come on, man. The dude beyond rich gave the University of Texas $100 million of his own, and he can't say what he won't say? He can't say what he won't say?
It's not that he's saying what he want to say, but it's what he said and how he said it.
Now, I understand that it's all about Charlie Strong slapping the face. Believe me.
Say the quote that he said. Now let's get that out here. Now, you can say what you want to look, but wouldn't you get offensive? I mean, I appreciate Charlie Strong taking a high role, but what did he say?
Understood. He said it was a slap in the face. He thought he should have been an offensive coordinator or something like that. Granted. He might not know Charlie Strong like some of these other guys know Charlie Strong. Charlie Strong program is Louisville. Let's not get it twisted. Yeah, he went 37-15 in four seasons. But what conference was he in, L Boogie? Come on, man. Let's be real. When you go into the University of Texas, not only are you being the coach of the football team, but you also get media coverage. You got your own stage. I mean, come on, man. We talking about top of the line. We ain't talking about no team or no. You know, no university that's number 20. Not saying that 20 is bad, but we ain't talking about number 20. We ain't talking about number 10. Texas got dough. And everything you need is at the university that you need to do what you need to do. Okay? I'm just saying, yeah, the quote might have been, you know, towards his race. Yes. But when you got $100 million invested of your own money, dog, in one spot, you mean to tell me if you don't understand the situation.
Do your homework on Charlie Strong before you get to coaching, though. You just donate money. You just like, okay.
It wasn't about him before he came. It's about the year. It ain't like he going to stop donating money. Hell, he going to be up to $200 million before he dead. Come on, man. He going to still roll. He rolling with the team. He just saying, come on, man. It's like a slap in the face. And I'm not agreeing on what he said. I'm talking on the perspective. I got $100 million.
Street, you give us your perspective. You tell us what you think. 347-855-8896. Log on. If you missed the show, the beginning of the show, podcast, blogtalkradio.com/The Streets Is Talking. You can get at me on the Twitter at LBoogie15, Instagram at LBoogie15. Hey, yo, Ro, how can I get in touch with you, man, right quick before we go to commercial? And we're going to get in this asylum.
Oh, man, The Streets, T-Ro. That's DH_T.RO. That's Twitter, baby.
This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't need none. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't need none. Hey, that monster truck, sit tall as fuck, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more. Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more. It ain't PJ, no rosé for me, host don't even pour it. Spent on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors. Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged, then oh, you know it. AP and that P gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it.
Hawks game, fuck it, Floyd. CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's $1,000 paper lean, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know it. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know it. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know it. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know it. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know it. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know it.
That nigga show you that re-rock, you ain't even know it. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put Molly all in her champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bag of bitches I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Greeks all in my blood, birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you fucked, niggas whack. You ain't even know it, your main nigga about to turn his back.
It's $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's $1,000 paper lean, you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know. I came up from the bottom, you don't even know. My niggas all right with me, you don't even know. Got killers with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, nigga, you don't even know. Got $1 million crib, nigga, you don't even know. You turned up every day, you don't even know it. Got your bitch with me right now, you don't even know it. We turn up in the club, you don't even know it. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't even know it. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know it. This $1,000 pair of shoes, you don't even know it. Got bitch speak no English, you don't even know it. Shoes, you don't even know. Just you don't even know. Just $500,000 car, you don't even know.
Andrew Love, Phillip Rivers gonna knock Tom Payton and Brady Manny out the playoffs. That's for them. They don't even know it. They don't even know it.
Look out.
Man, big shout out, man, to my man John. He listening to us on the net. Big up to my man out there. It's crucial. Who's going to make it to the AFC and NFC championship game? I got both Phillip Rivers and Andrew Luck road teams winning in the AFC. Say what you want. It's about to be over. Changing of the guard. Let's go. You know how it is in a mob movie when you got to whack off the boss and become the boss. That's what's about to happen. That's what's about to happen. They about to do it, bro, I'm telling you. Also, we've been talking about Charlie Strong, Florida State Seminoles. Oh, yeah. I get to brag for 365 days into the next one, man. They got to do the playoff. We won the last BCS championship. You as good as your last game.
You could be disrespectful.
Man, I started 2014, though, real good. It's going good so far, man. Happy New Year again to the world. It's real. Can the Saints go up in Seattle and do it? You can't. You can't. But I do think that San Francisco is going to go up in Carolina and put a look at their faces.
You do? That,
I sure do. And that's exactly what I said when I was, you know, up in Pasadena.
Everybody thought we was going to lose. I got to put that in there, too. And we thought we was going to lose. And I said, at the end of the game, I told you well. I said, watch. I'm going to say, look at their faces. We're going to have that look. And we had it. And that's what's going to happen in Carolina, too. That's what I think. I just think that experience, having Michael Crabtree back, you know, but listen, Cam is great, and we'll see if he's great. Beating San Francisco. This is where he will build his legacy, because you got to do it in the playoffs to be great. And then at the end, you got to be legendary. That's what makes you a Hall of Famer. We'll see, man. We'll see.
Absolutely. I got Carolina. I know it was a close game the last time. I know Crabtree and a couple of other players didn't play. But granted, Carolina knows how to win the close games. And if this one is close, it's going to go in Carolina's favor. Kaepernick, be careful, coming around the edge this weekend. Carolina will meet you at the edge. They won't take those routes and those stints that Green Bay took. They're not going to do that. They gonna, believe me, Carolina know how to cut those angles off. And they've been playing, their defense has been top ranked all season long. But I'm not saying that San Francisco is not going to do their thing. The receiving core and Frank Gore, you know, when you get Vernon Davis in the game, it just makes everything so different. But I'm going to give it to Carolina because that defense of Carolina is a little bit stout, and those guys are pretty good. And like I say, this is going to be a linebacker showdown, but I got Carolina in a close one, in a real close one. You know what I mean? It ain't going to be 10-9 this time.
So you going with the home team, yay? Okay. The Superman better show up.
I can't go 0-4 two weekends in a row. Now, come on now.
I was 500 so far, you know, this weekend. We're keeping track of our records in the playoffs, and I can't wait. Next Monday, I'll be in Pittsburgh, baby, celebrating with the chef, man. I'll be in Pittsburgh celebrating with the chef. I got to go on the road, man, and check out the chef, you know what I mean? But anyway, I still don't like the situation with, you know what I mean, here we go again. This is the streets, man. You know, sometimes in the streets, there's some things that people don't want to talk about. I just thought that was kind of a jab or a racial situation as far as, yes, he invested $100 million in the team, no question. But you don't have confidence in what the AD is doing? If that was the case, you should have said something about Mac Brown. What was your input before Charlie Strong? You knew he was on the radar. He's been talked about. It's on every Twitter. It's on every sports outlet in the country as far as college sports.
Yeah, but when you're going after names like Nick Saban, Bill Browse, you know, James Franklin, you're going after the top dogs. You're going after these guys, this is what you're hearing. And then everybody turn you down? And then you have to go to the reserve, and then the athletic director has the nerve to say Charlie Strong was the only candidate on the list. Come on.
But listen to this. He said that he could be a good assistant coach. Who do you think goes out there and do the recruiting? The assistant coaches. Who do you think are really who's doing most of the coaching in practice? The assistant coaches. And when you look at the sideline, who are most assistant coaches? African Americans. You mean to tell me we can't get more African Americans in the pack in the Big 12 or the SEC in college football? Of course, Nick Saban has to go to the living room and sell it at the end of the day and offer them. But who's on the road looking at these guys? The assistant coaches. So for you to say that yes, he's a good assistant coach, give him a chance. And he's done well at his first stint. He went from Florida. Don't forget, he was on national championship teams with Urban Meyer. And now he gets his opportunity, does well, recruiting Florida guys. You think he's not going to have Florida guys at Texas along with Texas guys?
I can tell you this. He better. He better. Because that's a whole bunch of money. Now, I'm not agreeing with what he said. He later apologized yesterday, you know, for what he said on his comments. But, you know, it's already been said. You know, we know what type of guy Red McCombs is. He's just a guy who got a lot of money, man. You know, he's just like Jerry Jones. He like Jerry, man. He got all money, man. He got, I tell you, man, he ain't even on the 80s yet, man. He's still spending 70s money, man. He got them old big faces. He ain't got the new, he got the new dollar bills. They in the safe. He ain't seen them yet.
Hey, bro, I got a question, though. How long is Jay Gruden going to stay being a coach with Washington?
Hey, he's not a college coach, so granted, you know, it's the three and see how you do. If you can do all right in your first three, we'll see. And, you know, he's going to a team, like I say, he's not necessarily trying to overstep his boundaries. He's really trying to just fit in. And with having an owner like he's getting, you know, he is going to kind of be not a yes man, but he going to get the word from up top, and it's going to come down to him. He's going to be like, okay. He might not necessarily say yes, but he's going to say, okay. He's going to fall in line. The best thing going for Jay Gruden, L Boogie, is this. The general manager is somebody that he's familiar with. So Jay Gruden is not walking in a new, not no, yes, a new environment with a new team, but not necessarily with the general manager, because you can always go to your general manager and express yourself when you can't go to the man above the general manager. So it will keep him at bay. I'm pretty sure that general manager is going to make sure that, you know, things weigh out, you know, to where Jay understands and knows his position with the Washington Redskins. Nothing different than Jerry. Nothing different than Bob. Come on, man. These are top-notch owners, make a lot of money every year. That's why this damn thing is $1 billion industry. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Not to say that he's going to be a yes man, but he is in a position to where he knows his boundaries, his limits. So he's not going to be threatened by, you know, oh, I got to go see the top dog. No, he can talk to the general manager and kind of, you know, say what he got to say, express himself without having to be embarrassed by the man above, you know, who going to tell you to get your ass on sidelines. And I tell you, I'll call you or send you a text for the next deal. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm going with it. You know what I'm saying? But I'll give him at least three. You get three nowadays. Not in Cleveland's case, but you get three nowadays. You know,
only in Cleveland.
You get three nowadays, so we'll see.
Who's going to go to Cleveland? Who wants that job? Joey, you're going to get chopped if you don't win a game. If you don't win 2 days, you get chopped, man. Only in Cleveland. Only in Cleveland. It's crazy. And speaking of Cleveland, I got to give a shout-out to my man, the chef, man. Yo, chef, Sean Wan, I know you out there listening, baby. You know what I mean? But listen to this. Chef, I know you stirring up some controversy, and I just want to know, if you're on the line, do you agree with me with Andrew Luck and Philip Rivers beating Tom Brady and Peyton Manning this weekend? I'm throwing a crowd out to you. Are you there on the line with me, sir?
Absolutely, man.
What do you think about those upsets that I'm predicting? Do you agree or disagree?
You know, I'm rolling with Rivers always to the Super Bowl, man. Like, this ain't even no mystery.
Oh.
Like, you know, I ain't even about to sit up here. Hey, listen, I'm about to do something so different tonight, man, that I'm about to really break down these games, man, and I ain't talking about from no other analyst's mouth or nothing. I'm talking about from a whole different streets perspective, man. I'm talking about back to the Dino Man days, man. Survival of the fittest. Ain't no team. Ain't no 11-11. I'm talking about that. Listen, man. Phillip Rivers, all controversy is on you, man. Phillip Rivers about to go in here and prove why that Peyton Manning is going to the Hall of Fame just as a seasonal quarterback. You break records in a season. You is not hitting for anything. Listen, in the NFL playoffs, you are 9-11. You are under 500. I can't even go into my brain and think of a Hall of Fame quarterback that's under 500 in the playoffs. You looking real horrible, my dude. So I got Phillip Rivers going in, man. I'm going to tell you, man, with this game, Phillip Rivers, when the Denver Broncos and the San Diego Chargers, I'm about to tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be which quarterback fold under pressure first. It's going to be a shootout. Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be very competitiveness. Yes, yes, yes. We is going up in Denver, so we're like, we ain't really worried about that. We proved that we could beat them there. It's going to be who fold first. Who can capitalize off their own mistakes? Because mistakes is going to happen. It's playoff football. The team is playing at their best. Man, San Diego been playing playoff football for the last 8 weeks. Have we forgot about this, fellas? Now, let
come
me
on,
tell you
man.
About
San Diego.
Listen,
come on, man. They got a pass. Kansas City just rested 20 or 22 starters. And then, you know, they win by field goal. Come on, man.
Andrew Luck. What you're going to see on the optional side of football when you on the sidelines is a Hall of Fame quarterback who break hearts. You want me to tell you why he break hearts? Because he do the unthinkable. You know why he does the unthinkable? Because he put something together so unique, him and Bill Belichick. You know, they got spies over there. They got Russian spies. They know about all the artillery.
They spy game like a little bit.
Hey, listen, like, for real, like, I'm going to tell you with that game, man. With this game, Andrew Luck, the San Diego Chargers, the Indianapolis Colts, and the New England Patriots, it's going to be about which running game prosper the most. That's what it's going to be on. It's going to be which running game can tire out the other defense. Yes, we know New England is handicapped. But guess what? Hey, Indiana. You ain't standing up your own to yourself, man. That's what it's going to be, man. Hey, D-Mac, I'm letting be known on the asylum right now. Hey, D-Mac, listen to me very clearly. New Orleans Saints and, listen, the New Orleans Saints and the Seattle Seahawks. I'm about to say this real clearly and real slowly. I'm going for the New Orleans Saints. And I'm gonna tell y'all why.
Wow.
And I'm gonna tell y'all why though. It's gonna be the small people that help them prosper. You know, the non-receivers that we don't hear about. It's gonna be the defenses, man, that come in and substitute. They have to make big plays in Seattle, the most noisiest place it is. Yes, Drew Brees, I am calling you out. I am believing in you this week, and I'm gonna tell y'all why. I think Mark Engel will have the biggest game of his life. They need him to be there. They need at least 80 rushing yards. They need to tire that defense out. They need to sit up and have a lot of play-action plays, a lot of halfback plays. They need Daryl Sproles playing in the receiver slot. They need Marquise Costa and Jimmy Graham taking that defense long and capitalizing off of short plays. That will essentially tire that defense out. I am calling these people out, man. I am calling them out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I said the same thing a little bit earlier, Chef. I said, you know, New Orleans has the three-headed beast, whereas Seattle has the one-headed beast. But believe me, Seattle has that beast. But when you got Pierre Thomas, Mark Ingram, and, of course, Sproles coming out of the backfield, you got to have an assignment on each one of those guys because Sproles can get slippery. He can come from anywhere. Throw that screen. If the weather's going to be a little wet, it favors New Orleans. So I really feel you. I'm just surprised that you picking New Orleans out of all teams. Come on, man.
We know Pierre Thomas going to have at least 50 yards. We know this. But what they got to do is they got to throw different packages that ain't seen. They have to come straight to them. Don't run away from them guys, man. Go straight to them, man. Challenge them guys, man. Drew Brees, show us why you are great, man. Take control of your offense.
Kaepernick Newton, who you got?
Oh, my God. Kill a cam, man, listen, man, and I'm going to tell y'all why I got him. San Francisco, hey, listen, San Fran, Homo City, I don't believe in you guys. Listen, check this out. Listen, you had your chance last year, and you blew it. Ted Ginn no longer play for you guys, so I'm not riding. Oh, yeah, Ted, good luck, brother. Ted said he's going to be in the grand opening 1A this week. He told me that. Glenville, I respect you, baby. But that's here nor there. But guess what? I am going with the Carolina Panthers, man. And I'm going to tell y'all why. They have proven they can dominate and over, man, let's overbear that whole defense. They shut them boys down. 3 field goals. No, I don't expect to be as low. It's playoff football time. It's going to be 27-24 Carolina Panthers, and I'm going to tell you what's going to kill them. Killer, man. And I'm going to tell y'all this, man. I'm going to say this, though. And I'm going to be the first to say it. If the Denver Broncos win, we looking at a rematch, y'all. If the Denver Broncos win, we're looking at a rematch. We're going to look at the 2010. Was that 2010? 010? That was 010.
Yeah.
We're going to see Peyton Manning versus Drew Brees for Peyton Manning's last year. Watch what I tell y'all. If he win this week, we're going to see that for sure.
That's what's up, Chef.
I'm talking logical football. See, it's not coming from the heart tonight. It's coming from a winner mentality. It's coming from I'm putting my money up. That's what's going on. I'm not going to fake it with you guys. The only money I'm putting up this week, man, is the Chargers. And they're Chargers, baby.
Why do you believe in the Clippers right now?
How are you going to say it's the Chargers, but you're going to say that Drew Brees a rematch with him and Peyton Manning in the Super Bowl?
I'm saying, that's the reports I got from the streets. The streets ain't always accurate. The streets put all propaganda out there at sometimes. Listen, it's up to you to sit up here, weigh out everything that got something to do with it, weigh it out, shake it out, dish it, and take in what you're going to take in and just throw the rest out, man. Listen, that's what it's about. That's where the money's at. The money's at Denver Broncos versus New Orleans Saints. If we talk about money, that's what it's going to be. But guess what? I'm not going against my word. San Diego Chargers.
Oh, wait.
He believes in Philip fall off the river.
Man, I'm going to tell you what I believe in. Do you remember who knew Ben Roethlisberger was going to shook up the world in 2005 like he did? Who knew? Who knew that? Didn't nobody know that? Man, listen, man. He shook up the world. I go against that. That's the things I love, man. Man, a fighter mentality going to sit up here and go with the ones that fight. Yes, he has made a lot of mental mistakes as of the last 3 seasons. We're not going to take that away from him. But guess what, though? He's top 10, top 7 best quarterbacks in the league right now. It's Philip Rivers. Is Philip Rivers Hall of Fame status? If he wins a Super Bowl, how can you deny him? Let's be honest, man. How can you deny him? This is, man, listen. This is propaganda Saturday and Sunday, man. It's a lot going on. This is what everybody look for. This the Final Four.
Right. This is it right here.
Chef, you be in the streets. What did you feel about these guys having their nicknames on the back of the jerseys tonight?
I think, let me tell you something, man. That's not going to make me know who y'all is even more. Half of them guys washed up, and I don't believe in them. Flat out. The Truth and the Big Tick and King James and Jesus, you don't exist in real life, baby. That's not going to have me go out and buy the He Got Game DVD. It's not. We don't care about you putting them 13s back on. I don't believe in you guys, man. I don't believe in either one of you guys. Well, listen, Miami, I hate you guys. I love D-Wade. Shout out to you. Man, Brooklyn, listen, I projected a couple weeks ago that y'all would not win 30 games, and I'm sticking to my word. Come on, man. I don't believe you. Hey, listen, man. Hey, can I? Is I'm live?
You,
hello?
No question, you live.
Hey, listen,
you better believe
hey, listen,
it.
Man. Hey, did the cast put out that whole shebang? Oh, listen, it's about to start, y'all. Y'all about to watch why they sit up here and project it. Cavs is top four Eastern Conference best teams right now. We about to see why. We about to come out fighting, blaring, glazing. Hey, L Boogie, how you was on Monday? He coming in strong. Hey, man, the street is talking, man. Luau Deng's starting. They gave us what we wanted. We got an all-star on top of a whole, what do they call this team, a whole team fighting for their contracts and things like that, looking for the big money. But guess what? I'm believing in them. I'm believing in them. Hey, L. Boogie. Listen, I
yes, sir.
For the next 365, man, you have the absolutely. You can say whatever you want because your boys did it. Your boys did it. And what's crazy is the next day after they did it, they subpoenaed James Winston back in court. Like,
a civil suit. Take that.
It's all smoking dope.
Right.
Man, like, I don't understand. Like, come on, man. Taunting a man's, man, character, man. If y'all not going to charge him, don't. Yeah, I'm not feeling that. Hold on. Hey, Jesus Shuttlesworth, guess what? Tim Hardaway blazed your eyes out when he was playing the game. His son dunked on you last night. I don't believe in you.
You need more people.
Hey, listen,
you know,
man. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what it is, Chef. You know how I get down, man. Hey, man, you know we appreciate the love. We got to go to a commercial, Big Pimpy. You know what time it is. But hey.
Hold on. On the way to the commercial, hey, Chef, let them know about the grand opening. How can they get in touch with you and the address, man, and what's going down if they come in talking about the streets is talking?
Hey, man, listen, man.
Let them know what's happening, man.
Man, the streets is talking, man, and shout out to my whole team that's making it happen, man. Hey, listen, grand opening, man, King's Day, y'all. Listen, man, 714 Liberty Street, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, man. Come get a taste of heaven, man. Real soul food. We're taking it back to our nutrients roots as a whole grains, organic lifestyle, meats, all type of fruits. And you never know what you can expect. You never know who to expect in there. We're bringing y'all to, listen, man, I ain't going to talk about it. Just check my Instagram out. A Taste of Heaven. ATASTOFHEAVEN _ Monday, my website will be up. A Taste of Heaven, man. Chef Sharon, y'all get at me. I do cakes. I do shows, baby showers, whatever you need to do. I'm in the streets working 24/7. No sleep. I'm doing it, y'all. L Boogie, thanks for being my inspiration, man. I love y'all, man. So I'm going to tell a friend.
You know what it is, Chef. Man, you inspire us, man. Keep doing what you do, man. It's 2014. This time to do it.
Love you, boy.
I will be here
Monday, man. No doubt.
Everybody who listens to this show, come to me, man. Say the streets is talking. And I'm going to show you why I'm amazing because you're going to get the whole meal free. Streets.
Ooh.
Nice. Black. There you have it. Mondays and Fridays. Hey, later on, you know we got Freestyle Friday, and you know what's happening. I got some new people. It's going to be hot.
Yeah,
as
man.
As we go to the commercial, when we come back, we're going to holler about some NBA, man, and some NCAA basketball. Ohio State came back, but it just came up short. You know what I mean? And get some more callers into the asylum. Let's go.
Yeah, I want to say what's up to my mama. I see you, mama. How you doing, baby girl? We'll definitely talk. Hey, the wifey said what's up too, mama, you know. Got my wife in the studio. Oh, let's get it.
Yeah, this album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing.
to all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling in front of, called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
It's all good,
and all the niggas in the struggle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all good, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. I made the change from a common thief to up close and personal with Robin Leach. And I'm far from cheap, I smoke skunk with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coke. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carats in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging, celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack, now my mom pimps the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. Smiles every time my face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
And if you don't know, now you know. The streets is talking. You know it's juicy. We got all the scoop, man. All the snitches and pimps and hustlers, man. They give us all the information in the streets. We the UGK of the sports talk world, man. We give it to you from a street perspective. And you always better tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends.
I love it when you say that. Boy, if you don't get a shake out of that when he say that. Woo! It's the street.
It's ugly.
Hey, let me ask you, Boogie. On Tuesday night, it was a college NCAA basketball game on. It was the University of Iowa versus Wisconsin. Did you see the coach go berserk on the sideline? Boy, them cheeseheads in Wisconsin be cheap. He had a white coach going nuts on the sideline. The Iowa University coach, his name is Fran McCaffrey, man. Because of his actions, You know, he was trying to get at the refs. It just wasn't one ref. It just wasn't two refs. He was trying to get at everybody. He got suspended one game, man. He had to miss Thursday's game, even though it was a blowout. You know, Iowa beat up on Northwestern on yesterday. So, you know, I want to just say, man, does the coach have the right to fight for his players? Because in the press conference, he say, man, it wasn't right for me to lose my cool, but I was fighting for my players. It's just the passion I have. And if you saw what he actually, you know, blew his top on, it made sense. He didn't do it for himself. He was doing it because his players really got the bad end of the stick. Got fouled not once. There wasn't a call. It was another tip. Got fouled again. And, you know, once you see it not once but twice, do you have leverage to fight for your players? After so much time, does it just set a tone where you just can't take it no more? What happened to Fred? Can you explain? Because I know you've been on the sideline many, 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 many times. And it's not all the referees that you know. Tell me why Fran McCaffrey just blew his top, dog. What happened?
I think that the pressure got to him. He sees that he has a good opportunity. He finally has a good team. He doesn't want to let these opportunities get past him. The game was in grasp of winning. He was on the road. And I think that he wanted to lace him up with his guys. I think that he got a flashback. He thought he was back in the spot.
He thought he had them cons on.
Streets, he thought he had the old cons on, man, on the shell with your low tops. He thought he could bust a move out there, man. You saw him? He turned red. Oh, my. It was ugly. I thought he was going to use chest bumping like he played in the NFL or something. You know, sometimes, and I did it on the sideline, guess what I used to do, Ro? And this is what I used to do. And I saw my players maybe getting a little frustrated and not playing well and some calls didn't go away. I would pull the ref to the side and tell him to his ear, give me a tech. I need one. I need to get these guys. You just, you know, give me a tech.
So you just go up there and tell the ref to give you a tech?
I would tell him to give me a tech because you don't want to do it maliciously even though you want to get one. But you want to pull him to the side and just whisper, give me, you know what I mean? Just give me one. So you guys can think that you're fighting for him. It's a middle thing. You got to think that.
Wait a minute. Hold up. I don't know what's worse. You or Jason Kidd with the cup spilling on the court or just asking the ref to give you a tech. I don't know which one is most dangerous. Come on. So you just get the tech. You got two, huh? That would just say you got one to spur, huh?
You got one to spare. You take the tech, and even the kids don't even know what happened. They just know they shit. I'm like, yeah. And then I get in the huddle like, you know, I just went off on this ref and Tony, this, and this, and I ain't told the ref nothing. But I needed to get that, you know, that tech just to let my guys know I'm fighting for them. It's the way how you do it, man. You in the streets, man. And, you know, that's how you boogie. You know, they don't call me a hell boogie, but that's how you boogie right there.
Yeah, you a street hustler for real. You a street hustler for real. Now let me ask you. Oregon, you know, the University of Oregon in that Pac-12, boy, they started off strong. They won 12 straight. But guess what, Elmer? They done lost two straight in the Pac-12. They lost to Colorado Saturday and lost to California last night. Are they flaked? I mean, you know, Oregon, I thought they were going to be pretty good starting out in the top 10. What happened?
You know my saying, they booty hole got tight. You know, when they get the gun for you and you become ranked, it's a dirty game. You go on the road and you go up in there and they know all about your history. They know how many detentions you had in junior high. They know when you had acne. They know when you had your braces taken off. You know what I mean? Trust me. It's ugly. You've been on the road. We've been together on the road in a hostile environment. You got to be ready to play. You got to be ready to make the other team and the fans say, look at your faces.
All the time. All the time. Now, look, I got two questions for you before we jump into the asylum, man. Real quick. Real quick. Yo, New York Knicks are 3-4 in 2014. You beat up on the Heat last night. Beat them by 10. Carmelo looks good, but your boy Tyson Chandler goes out again. Are you guys ready to make that turn? Is this the time y'all start fighting for the playoff run? Usually we wait to after the All-Star break, but is this the time? It's 2014. Talk to me.
Yeah, we're going to make our turn, all right. We're going to turn and make a left, and we're going to make a right to the subway so we can go catch that yak because we're going to be going fishing early. Man, I'm not with the fool's goal. Yeah, we beat Miami. Whoop-dee-doo. But we still got Raymond Fat Felton and my man. You owe, Melo. You owe. And I'm so – listen. And, you know, I'm so happy that we're getting rid of my man, the train wreck, J.R. Smith, with his helicopter game. I'm so sick of him. And we just signed this guy. Who's going to want him after he keeps trying to separate guys' shoe street at the free throw line? Who wants that? Who wants that, Ro?
Not me. I can't win with him. I can't coach with him.
I want winners.
All right. Second question. Boy, boy, boy. Now, this was a tough one for me. Now, listen to me now. Russell Westbrook is out. And just listen to this. Your boy, Kevin Durant, has scored 48 points twice this week and 30 last night. 1-2 in those games. Is Russell your number one player now?
Is Russell my number one player now? No, he's still not. He had to score down to 60. That's what I'm trying to say. The makeup of their team is Russell needs to score points, but he's still not the number one. Man, he needs to score his points. He needs to be there, but he makes them a dynamic team because he has everybody on their heels. That's what you need in this league, a guy that has somebody on your heels.
How good is Kevin Durant?
You know, I had an argument with a guy, and you know him. His name is, you know, what's up, Ricochet? I hear you, baby. I see you. You know, telling me that Kevin Durant couldn't play back in the 70s and 80s. And he, you know, Gervin this and that. I said, listen, Kevin Durant could play in any era. He's one of those guys. Just a scorer. Bernard King, I mean, can play with in any era. George Gervin, Doc, these guys can just play, man. So, you know, I had to really, you know what I'm saying, I had to hone in on that. And let him know that Kevin Durant is a ball player. And he's the number one guy. But they do need Russell Westbrook because he's an intricate part of the machine. Let's not get it twisted. I didn't say he was, you know, but they need him. But he's not the number one guy. I still can't give him that. They just need these other guys to, you know what I'm saying, step up. Even when Westbrook come back, they still need to score.
Yeah, they definitely still need to score. That's what's up, man. Well, you know what time it is, man. It's time to click up, man. You know how we do on Fridays, man. We like to bring in our peoples from the sports officials. Of course, we got the host with the most, man, who's been checking us out. You know what I'm saying? And he said he ready. He ready. He ready. He's ready. You know, we ain't got the intro music, but damn, you better take that one. You know what I'm saying? This is the host with the most, T-Nick from the Sports Official. What's going on, big brother?
What's up? Good evening, my gentlemen. How y'all doing, fellas?
Oh, man, we hyped up, man. You know, it's Friday, man, so we feeling good. It's Fanatic Friday and having a lot of topics to talk about this evening. You know what I mean? So we just trying to do our due. You know what I'm saying?
I've been checking it, man. You know, Friday, man, it's high school night for me, man. So I had to get in and do some high school games tonight, man. But when I get out, you know, first thing I do, dog, is dial that 1347 number. You know what I'm saying? So I can try to get into the street. That's the first thing I do off the rip. You know what I mean?
All
hey, let me tell you. Hey,
street!
The first thing I caught tonight, you know what I'm saying, when I dialed in, bro, I heard you say that Ben Riegelsberger was the most exciting quarterback in the fourth quarter. Is you kidding me? Man, the most exciting quarterback in the league in the fourth quarter is AR-12. No doubt about it. But you know, hey, I do radio too, so I understand you got to play radio sometimes. I get it. You know what I'm saying? You got to ruffle some feathers. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying this. Did you see the Super Bowl win against the Arizona Cardinals?
Yeah, I seen it. I also seen AR-12 Super Bowl win too. I also watched him last week when he pulled out Houdini and got out of that pocket when they had him sick. You know what I'm saying? Held the ball up in the air like, can't touch this. You know what I'm saying? And slid out and threw the first down pass. But, man, come on, dog. Come on, dog. Come on, man. Hey,
I like Big Ben. I just like Big Ben, man. What Big Ben does is amazing. So he gets out of things that just don't seem real, you know, seem possible. He just slips, slide, and throw a dive for 38 yards, first down.
I agree, man. I ain't going to hate on him, but most of them slip, slides, and throw the dime be against the Browns and the Bengals, so they really don't care. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, T-Nick. What you think about the nicknames on the back of the NBA jerseys for the weekend? They going with the nicknames on the back of the jerseys. What you think about that?
Man, you like a point guard, man. You just shot me a dime because I was ready to go to the hole on that one. I'm like the chef, man. I really don't care about it. You know what I'm saying? Because I know who they is. They ain't got a helmet. You know what I'm saying? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of, what was that Vince McMahon did from WWE? What was it, the XFL? When they had he hate me on the back of their jerseys and all that. Okay, now with the NFL, I can go with that because we don't see their faces. You know what I'm saying? But the NBA, man, we know who these dudes are. You know, but the one that got me, man, was Joe Johnson. You know, he got JJ on the back of his jersey. The funny part about that, I don't know if y'all heard the clip or not, but the big ticket, Kevin Garnett, he said they call him Jesus Joe. They call him Jesus Joe. You know why they call him Jesus Joe? They said because he ain't there when you want him to be there, but he'll show up for you eventually. Was that a slap in the face or what, dog? But you know what's funny? The boy got 26 at the half tonight against Miami. He got 26. You know what I'm saying? Well, boy, I tell you though, know, boy, I say that's a hell of a name for him, man, because he ain't there when he wants to be there, but he'll show up eventually. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's crazy right there, man. I can't believe that. I want to touch on that Texas thing, man. I heard y'all talking about Texas. Because me and Neil had, we were talking about this earlier today, man, about Red McCombs. You know, like you said, bro, Red McCombs got that old money. You know, he's spending that. You know, he's still spending money from the 70s, like you said. You know, and one thing about it is they got a building and a couple of statues of him after he didn't spend $100 million there. So he could say what he wanted to say because, one, he an old man, and, two, he rich. You know what I'm saying? But the crazy thing about it is, man, and I'm gonna have to go smoky on y'all from Friday because the University of Texas Sports never, ever, 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 ever had a black head coach in any of their sports. Charlie Strong is the first one. He's the first one.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the pinky gonna say what he really feel. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to accept his apology. You just got to respect it and know where he's coming from. He is straight
right.
racist. His name is Red.
Red, thank you.
For a reason. That's like saying your name is Big Tex. You know what I'm saying? You know what he is. You know
right.
what he is. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. You know, I wish much success to Charlie Strong, man, because me personally, I think the brother going to do it, man, because he's a hell of a recruiter. He's going to take his ass into Florida and get them Florida boys, and Oklahoma and them not going to be able to come into Texas and get them Texas boys. And he's going to put them Florida boys and them Texas boys together, man, and it's going to be something ugly. I ain't going to lie to you, man. Bro, y'all on the phone with that boy right there, man. I told Neil today. I said, Boomer Sooner. I'm going to start calling him Doomer Sooner because y'all are doomed. It's a done deal once he get up in there, man. No lie. You know what I'm saying? Even Stephen Wonder can see that, dog. You know what I'm saying? You can see that with a lazy eye. No problem. But, shit, you know, it is what it is, man. I want to get my picks right quick. I went 3 out of 4. Hey, congratulations, Boogie. I'm an ACC guy. Even though you're my rival, I'm going to give it to you, brother. I was pulling for y'all, man. The hell with the SEC. ACC guy. That's all I'm going to give you. NFL. I can't give you too much, man. You know what I'm saying? Congratulations and shit. That's all I got to say about that. But NFL, man, you know me. I'm going to do spread talk. I was 3 out of 4 last week, and the only one I lost was that pick'em game between KC and Indianapolis. Everything I have, I won with the spread. So I'm going spread. Seattle -8. Damn that. Give me New Orleans +8. New Orleans going to cover. Give me that. New England -7. I'm taking New England -7 because I don't believe in Andrew Luck. The luck has ran out, fellas. It's a done deal. San Fran -1 at Carolina. I'm going with you, Chef. I'm going with the Killer Cam. They're going to beat them, fellas. They're going to take them out with the last minute. I'm going to tell you something about Cam Newton, man. Cam Newton loves the lights. If you ever watch him, man, whenever it's a prime time game, man, he show his black ass. Excuse my language. He show his black anus. You know what I'm saying? He show his black anus, man. That's what he going to do, Steve Smith. That Carolina defense, man, that's number 2 in the league. Y'all better respect him. You know what I'm saying? Last but not least, Denver and San Diego. Denver -9.5. I'm taking San Diego +9.5. But Denver's going to win the game, man. Denver's going to win the game, but I'm taking San Diego. I'm taking San Diego +9.5. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying they're going to win. I'm just saying I'm taking them
they're
as spread.
They're going to cover the spread.
They're going to cover the spread, man. They're going to cover. It's going to be one of them games. It's a playoff game. But San Diego, you know what I'm saying? Phillip Rivers, man, he's going to cry him a river after the game over with. Jeff, I don't believe in him, brother. I'm sorry, man. His fuck ran out, too. You know what I'm saying? It's a done deal, fellas. But, hey, I'm pulling up to the house finally, man. I finally got us something to eat. The kids waiting on me, man. And I got to finish off this deuce right quick before I go in the house. I want the lady to know that I'm, you know, sipping and driving. But I'm going to say this. When I was walking out that high school game tonight, it was a team that lost. One of their fans, the game was a 58-55 game. The losing team missed 2 3-pointers at the end of the game. When I was walking out, the lady for the losing team told me, she said, hey, I need to know the phone number to your association because I'm going to tell the head man on you. And I looked at her and I said, no, don't tell him. I said, what you need to do is tell a friend to tell a friend to tell all your girlfriends. Thanks, fellas. I'm going to holler at y'all later, man.
Oh, man. I see, Nick. You see how he hit him with the – I love it, man. See, that thing is catchy, L. Boogie. You just started something slick. That's how you hit him below the knees, see, Nick. Every time, I don't want to peek up under your dress. I'm just going to hit you at the knees, man. Take that with you. Thrive on that tonight. What did he mean? Yeah, you're going to learn. You're going to learn today. That's what's up, T. Nick. That's the sports official, T. Nick, the host with the most, man. You know, man, every Sunday, 10 a.m. Got to get your ass up, man. Pretty cool show, man. Check them out, man. It's the sports officials. They not artificial. They official, baby. You know what I mean, L. Boogie?
Oh, yeah. You see, he ain't giving them credit, man. He just couldn't say, yeah, that's all I'll ever say about that. Wow.
Congratulations.
It's cool. We just sweep through like a hurricane, man. It's cool.
Ha, ha, ha. We're going to talk about that Hall of Fame, man, when we come back. You see, they jipped Barry Bonds again. He went down in the rankings, L Boogie. We're going to talk about those who made it, though. You know what it is. It's the streets, L Boogie, T-Ro. What you know? What's up, L Boogie? Friday, man. But not a Friday, baby.
And you know it's Freestyle Friday, too. Let's do it. And let's not forget, bro, you know you're the producer of the show. We always on Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, blogtalkradio.com. Man, why they keep doing this, man? Free Barry. I'm going to start wearing a Hall of Fame t-shirt saying Free Barry, man. Get him in the Hall of Fame. And that's Bonds, that is, not Lark.
Watch the head, but OGs never fed us. Now young niggas fed up. Ballin' so hard, I deserve an and one. Faking so the market, then I'm getting it, ain't I? Obviously, you a bitch, you a host. That's just my philosophy.
Yeah.
And I'm known to kick it like the captain of a soccer team. Billie Jean, red leather, same color, red lobster.
Red lobster.
And she brainwashed. Somewhere that you have never been, to the top you never been. You might need a respirator, money on the rise, like I'm counting on an elevator. You gon' need a detonator, swimming with them barracudas. Close that docket on that motherfucking prosecutor.
Clemens, y'all still fresh when the feds watching. They tried to run up on y'all and didn't want to get y'all in. Y'all had to go on the stand. The feds was on you. We already know. You stay fresh when the feds is watching. But we're going to give a big shout out, man, to Greg Maddox, man, Tom Glad, Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt.
Guys
did the thing. Mike Piazza didn't make it. Roger Clemens didn't make it. Barry Bonds didn't make it. It was ugly. And then Dan Levitar had his rights as a voter taken away because he let Deadspin follow and complete his picks for the Hall of Fame. Are you kidding me? He says it's a joke. I have a question for the world, and I got a question for you, Ro. I'm just thinking my thought process. Everybody was on steroids to me, and we always say that steroid age, but It was not illegal. So because you take steroids, that's just like somebody being an alcoholic. They can drink themselves to death, but they can't go to jail for it because it's legal for you to drink if you're over 21. If it's not illegal at the particular time to use steroids and it's okay, and they were using them, why should you disqualify them for going to the Hall of Fame? That's just my question. So you depict them and you know that you can, you have to have over 75% rating to get in the Hall of Fame. Jack Morris was on there 15 times and he still didn't get in. Poor Jack.
Damn. 15 years, L Boogie, and can't get in the Hall. And the most votes he ever got was the most votes at the end, his last year. He got 67.2. And still didn't make it after 15 years. Jack Morris was pretty good, L Boogie. It just goes to show you that this thing, it can take a minute if you don't get it at all. You know what I mean? Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, everybody associated and linked with this steroid era. It's a shame how the voters have swayed or have been swayed to say that they're not going to vote any of these guys in. Like you say, it was illegal. They were the last sport to start checking for steroids, but once they start checking, they try to come down the hardest. And that doesn't make sense to me, L Boogie. You know, some of these guys, they got A-Rod even looking at something to reduce his sentence. You get some of these guys who done already served 50, 65, 100 games, they coming back. You know what I mean? Those guys really aren't going to be Hall of Famers if you really look at it, for those who have been on that list, except for about five. You know what I mean? So I'm like Dan Levitard in the sense of that. I think they are really messing this thing up as far as being a voter and, you know, saying what you will and what you won't do as far as the Hall of Fame is concerned for the baseball players. Those baseball players that were in that steroid era, I must tell you, the most exciting baseball I've seen ever. I don't know what happened in the 50s and Babe Ruth era. I don't know what happened after in the 60s. You know, I'm a 70s baby. But I didn't start following baseball until a little bit after the 80s when you start naturally just falling in love with a sport. And what I know is that these guys that I was watching, the Bash Brothers, Sammy Sosa, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, striking out 20, not once, not twice. You know, Randy Johnson, Curt Schilling, all these guys, you know what I'm saying? And you're not going to vote these guys in. These guys are breaking some real records. Ken Griffey Jr., that is. A-Rod, you know, even though he's going through his little funk, come on, man. He's the youngest to do it. You know what I mean? So you just can't deny all these guys. When, you know, you can't Pete Rose all these guys. How long are you going to keep Pete Rose out? It's going to take somebody to die before you vote Pete Rose in?
I just think with the situation that happened with the longtime Chicago White Sox with, you know, eight men out, I just think that Pete will not get in because of gambling. I love Pete. Yes, he deserves to be there, but that would be one guy that will be at the doors of Hall of Fame when he died. He'll sit up there with that elite group, but not in Cooperstown. So I'm feeling very, very dismembered with that. A guy like Barry Bonds, I mean, he has seven MVPs, man. I mean, come on. So all of a sudden, you know, so it's very difficult for me to, you know, and then some players, they do not like it or they bash them and think that they shouldn't get in. Like I was listening to Barry Larkin, he said those guys shouldn't get in. And you have your opinion and you know, that's cool. But I think some guys just, even without steroids, they were going to get in regardless. I mean, a guy like Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, those guys are going to get in regardless.
So, you know, A-Rod, you know, I think maybe would have got in. Yes, it might would have took him a little bit more time to get those home runs, but I think he still would have got in.
He was the youngest to do it. He started off good. He had a great start. You know, it could take time for you to finish, but he had a great start to it. You know what I mean? And so, you can't just keep knocking the steroid era, man. It was during a time when it was legal. You were allowing it to be done. The Bash Brothers, oh, my goodness. If I didn't enjoy baseball at that time, come on, man, when Oakland A's were doing their thing, when the Atlanta Braves were doing their thing, Toronto Blue Jays, the Baltimore Orioles, Cal Ripken, come on, man. These guys when baseball was alive. Granted, Tom Glavine and Greg Maddux, they were on that pitching staff that was just dominant. But they went 14 out of 15 league, you know, championships over there. Got to the World Series, what, two or three times, won one? You know what I mean? Come on, man. It was the time when pitchers were hitting home runs. Come on, man. That was a good time. And you're going to deny these guys who have set this in stone just because half the voters didn't even play baseball, even when they were young.
The steroids put the people in the stands because the chick loved a long ball.
Chicks loved a long ball. They had the Pepsi commercial and everything.
Chicks love the long ball. Oh, yeah. Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show every Monday and Friday. And you know what time it is. At the end of the show, we give you freestyle. You already know. And we come on 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And if you forget the show and didn't catch it or you still want to tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a girlfriend, tell them the podcast. It's blogtalkradio.com. Go back, listen. You can listen to yourself and, you know, spread the word. 2014. It's frenzy this weekend. We'll see who ends up in the Final Four in the NFL. It's going down. We're winding it down to the NBA All-Star, bro. We get to the halfway mark of 41 games. And we'll let you know. People in Cleveland, Chef, you think Luau Deng gonna make a difference? Like my niece would say, are you kidding me? What up, Lou?
Yo, I had Luau on the back of his jersey. You know, the nickname, last name, Dang. He just gonna have Lou on his. What's up, Luau?
When we come back to a commercial, we're going to get to this freestyle. I see you. Thank you.
We back in the asylum. The streets is talking, sports talk show with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. Woo, the show was hot tonight. But before we end it, you know it's Friday. You know it's Friday, so man, you know it's freestyle. And you know, L Boogie got it, you know what I mean?
Got to do the throwdown with the throwdown.
Woo! Freestyle. You ready for me, bro?
Man, do your thing on this Friday, man.
Man, I was thinking about Seagull, rolling in Regal. Man, 16 was doing everything legal. Man, you know what I had, and I had Frost with a beagle. You know how she snooped her nose all, man, with treason. Reasons, I don't know what the season. I'm saying what I'm saying, because oh, man, they believe it. Man, man, this nigga Steve it. Man, how do I know it? Man, yeah, it's hunting season. I'm back in the asylum. I'm chilling like I'm Pac. I'm a legend where I come from. Oh, man, you ain't took a shot. Is you giving them or you taking? I don't know, but I think you faking. Get back to the spot. I don't know what you're saying. I think you devil, you Satan. Man, I'm like God. I ain't LL, I ain't Todd, but I tell you, man, I'm something different. What they call me, yeah, that's odd. I'm coming with you with my man. His name here is T-Row. I don't know what you tripping on, yeah, but this is freestyle flow. I'm coming from college. I'm coming from L.A. I'm from Cleveland. I'm going to Pitt. I don't care what you're talking about. Yeah, let's get 16 and spit. If I get real serious about this rap game, man, I'll be making mixtapes. But I'm going to sit back and chill and, yeah, still wear my cape.
Killer Cam style. Superman on him. Yeah. That's what's up, Big Pimpin'. That's how you throw down with the throwdown, man. You know we got to go down south before we get up out of here, man. Got to take it down south to see what that dude, Skater Mo Johnson Jenkins, doing. What's up with the Mo?
Hey, what it do, what it do, what it is, what it ain't, man.
Oh, man, you know what it is already, man. You know, we just down here chilling, man, out here in the man cave in the asylum, you know what I mean? Getting ready to hear the funk go down, man. Whenever you're ready to throw down, man, let us have it.
Already, man. One more time for your mind, man. It's Skeeter Mo Jackson Johnson Jr. III, North Park Finest, you heard? All right. Okay. It's the young infamous. No AIDS, herpes, or syphilis. Bands on deck. My money game ridiculous. Gun bang like Kirko. 8 days in the same clothes. Still got more money in my stash than them work folks. Yeah. You know your boy stupid. Last week, me and Boo was faded off the loopy. Smoking on BC, AD, and the OG. Niggas try to figure me out, but still don't know me. Staying down, low-key, stay ducking the police. The motherfucking streets is talking, so nigga don't sleep. Going hard, concrete. Stay rolling one deep. Smoking on a ton of sweets. Nigga play me like Bo Peep? I don't think so. Hit him in his stink hole. Lay him down. Nigga 6 feet under. Yeah, let him go. Man, I'm gone.
That nigga say, wear clothes for 8 days straight. Nigga, you cold. Nigga, shut up, dude. That shit was hard. That's what it is. Skeeter Mo Jenkins Johnson III bringing us and wrapping it up. North Park style, you know what I mean? That's what it is, man. We love you, Skeeter Mo, man. Happy New Year to you and some more, you know?
Man, much love, maximum respect. Same to y'all, man. I'm out.
Already. Yeah, man. Hey, L Boogie on the way out, man. Much shouts out. Studio guest, the wifey in the studio. What's up with you, baby girl? You know, big up to Club Legacy, the new team, the Junior Zone, man. They got a tournament this weekend. Hope they can show out and throw out, you know what I'm saying, get it in, you know what I'm saying. Big ups to my pops, man. Talk to my pops today, man. Big ups to Papa Hudges. Mama checked in. I saw your mama. I'll talk to you, baby girl, right after the show. Friday tomorrow, I'll let you get your rest on, you know what I mean. To my baby girl, hey, she got braces yesterday, man. Man, I hope she's doing all right, you know what I mean. And big ups to everybody checking us out on the web. Man, appreciate the love on Twitter and everything. You know what it is. It's the streets. _ T-Row, you know, T period R-O. That's how we get down on the Twitter. L Boogie, much love to you, baby. Jewels, I see you, baby.
You know, Joel's being on Monday to give a recap. You know, stay in the street. Much love, baby.
You know, Joel's had to lay back in Cali, man. I had to get back. You know, Joel's still out there. I'm going to get him back home, though. You know how we do it. I'll see you Monday. But, yeah, man, big shout-out, man. I want to give a shout-out to everybody back east, man. Getting, you know what I mean, that cold weather. I know you snuggling up, you know what I mean, cuddling and making sure you're real nice and warm. Just don't repopulate. Streets. Stay warm. You know what I mean? Shout out to Cookie Meeks, man. Man, I love you, Mom. She just, you know what I mean, had to go back to Cleveland, man. Shout out to everybody down there. Auntie, I see you. Hey, yo, shout out to Zara, man. The ladies' locker room. Tuning in tomorrow at nostaticradio.com. You know what I mean? Don Juan, I see you, man. Shiny, I see you, dog. Hey, give us a call. 347-855-8896. blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking every Monday and Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. And remember this, everybody, those who talk don't know, and those who know don't talk. The Streets is Talking, Sports Talk Show. Let's go.
Get down there to a taste of heaven, too.
Street nigga, man. Street nigga. You street nigga, man? Street nigga, man. Street nigga, man. Street nigga. Hello. Street nigga. Street nigga. All my life I've been thugging. Heavily influenced by niggas that ain't got nothing. And these hoes don't want no square. They want a nigga that's hustling. Even though squares be having just as much paper than niggas hustling. But it's me she loving. Cause I'm heckin' known and I'm hella famous on my soil. You can find me in front of my mama's house with a bottle of Crown Royal. With my car parked in the grass. Smoking across the blunt. Light it from three ends and it burns down to one. Nickerish. Everybody know my name. I'm having a little bit of change. Known for serving both emos. Known in the X gang. Train to go. Drip braided like Lil Wayne. Keep a hammer in my food of the looms, or should I say hangs?
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga. These hoes love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga. I'm a street nigga, never been a weak nigga. I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. Bring it to your front door when I beat with you. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. You ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat with you.
When me and the dope gang first walked down the aisle, one thing I vowed to do was to keep Anthill Bell riding my lawyer on speed. Some of these police be trigger happy, lights it up like a lamp. Just like they did DJ Henry and Oscar Grant. I fucked with elegant bros, and I fucked with traps. Video victims and hood hoes from different camps. From a seed to a weed plant to an L bout. Keyed on my way back from the little stuff. Just seeing hot pairs shoot hypodermic needles between their toes. Functional cocaine, keep a job and powder they know. Selling chickens and turkey wings, quarters, halves, and hoes. Plotting on jewelry, hanging out at the rap shop.
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga. Street nigga. Love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga. I'm a street nigga, never been a weak nigga. I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. Bring it to your front door when I beat with you. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. You ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat with you.
I'm trying to make more money on the action than a lot of y'all do on purpose. Your squad is a couple of clowns short of a circus. My squad, we golden and polished just like a Turkish. Bro. 30R6 with kaleidoscope. Vision precision, no competition. Fuck with OGs and them youngsters that don't listen. Put trees in them keys and them drops in them intermission. Go any soil I want, any hood, don't need permission. Trick nigga, not a rap nigga, this the soundtrack of my life. Hood figure, not a bitch nigga, a fixture, roll the dice. Truck full of kiss niggas in my whip and Harley bikes. Play a fixture for false and my folks will cut off your life.
I'm a street nigga, not a street nigga. These hoes love me, but I ain't a sweet nigga. I'm a street nigga, never been a weak nigga. I'm louder than they come, but concrete nigga. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. Bring it to your front door when I beat with you. I'm a street nigga, I'm a street nigga. You ain't out here in the streets, I can't eat with you.